p.m.
All right, there was one player that did walk off with trainers today. We'll talk to him about that. Head coach Sean Payton has spoken. We will play that next. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Catching the westbound on the 9. Gonna leave his town, leave his far behind. Gonna leave all I've got, my peace of mind. On the westbound.
People are flipping out over the new Samsung phones, and the hype is deserved.
The Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G unfolds into a tablet, and the Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G fits in the palm of your hand. Show off with two screens in one. Snap selfies hands-free. Step into the spotlight wherever you go. Pre-order a Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G or Z Flip 3 5G today and get up to $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Freddie Coleman.
I don't think he's going to make it in the next couple of minutes.
Ian Fitzsimmons.
I really don't think I'm going to make it through the night. I don't.
Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Oh, them.
More of a good thing.
He is the king of the reverse jinx.
Tom Brady had a chance to speak, and once again, he shows us he's that every man for you.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. He's Ian Fitzsimmons.
Cam Atkinson. Just hit the post!
I'm Freddie Coleman.
We are Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Weekdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, well, well. You know what? Jordan Kleber already having a bad hour number two. We're just 2 minutes in to the second hour of the Sports Hangover. You know why you're having a bad hour number two?
What, is it because of what Saul just tweeted at me?
Why don't you read it out loud?
At ESPN Radio Nola, that's the way you can follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I caught a t-shirt at the Bucks game 6 years ago and threw it back. Then Saul says, I went to a game in Carolina in 2013, which was the monsoon game.
What did he do?
He didn't have a poncho. All they had was Carolina. I sat proudly in that stadium getting rained on.
Mm-hmm.
At JD Kleber, fake Saints fan.
Fake Saints fan.
Come on.
That explains why we start hour number two 1 hour after head coach Sean Payton has spoken. And do we have head coach Sean Payton sound?
We do not. I was recording him.
An hour ago.
Yeah.
So what is that? You know what? I think Saul's on to something.
Hmm. Maybe I just want to spew Falcons.
I was radio. Literally looking up, of course, this. I bet you if we wanted Arthur Smith sound an hour ago, we would have had it to the top of the hour number two, huh?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Arthur Smith, little noodle arm sound.
Oh.
How that arm feels like already.
We'd be
getting ready.
We'd be live streaming.
Yeah. I'm shocked that we don't have... Who's their new receiver? Who was the guy they drafted, number 5 overall? What a Falcons fan you are. You're about as good as a Braves fan, by the way. You know that?
Because I'm not a Falcons fan.
Oh, I don't know. We have confirmation by you that you, sir, actually tried on a Falcons shirt. They host the Titans, by the way, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. What time would that be Eastern?
You said 6?
Yeah.
5.
No. Try again.
Seven.
There we go.
I thought you meant here. Converted
you
to
Central. You got a lot of work to do to be a Falcons fan.
I thought you meant converted to Central. A
lot of work to
do. I'm trying to cut Sean.
Now you're trying to cut Sean. Yeah, thanks for that. We'll have it sometime in the next week. Appreciate that.
You are going to be like the first radio station to have the Sean Peterson.
Will I? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because I don't know when I'm going to have it. How about that? Saul, would you like an internship? Just saying. I'm pretty sure you would make it a point to cut Saint Sound above, you know, anything else. Something like
that. But wait, according to you, it was everything that Sean said today, it was a known thing. It's not breaking news.
No, okay, see, you're taking me out of context.
No.
Taking me out of context.
You're okay? Distracting me now.
Because
you're not letting me do my job.
No, because you're taking me out of context. What happened was, we started the show, and as we start the show, everyone starts to tweet that, you know, there's breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear the sound, so I can hear tone, so I can understand. Mike Triplett joining us next segment will ask him what it was like to actually hear. Breaking news out of the mouth of head coach Sean Payton. The one man that many people feel because he's here, you'll win. He said the following. Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston will play in the first two preseason games. Boy, I tell you. I mean, thanks, coach. They're going to play, Jordan. Does heaven forbid we... Did we think the decision would be made based on practice? I don't know. How did practice go for those two quarterbacks, by the way? We'll figure that out here as well. We'll ask Mike Triplett. Yesterday, right? Taysom. Yesterday, got one good pass by Jameis Winston. How they sort of performed today. A couple of the highlights we'll get into here in a little bit with Mike. But there was another injury. Tommy Lee Lewis, didn't he just get here? Tommy Lee Lewis? He left practice early with trainers, per reports. Jeff Duncan of the Advocates and the Picayune, he tweeted, rough day for Latavius Murray. First, he gets body slammed to the turf by Caden Ellis in the indoor facility, then gets lit up and dropped by DeMario Davis in team drills outdoors. I'm sure he's wondering where his veteran day off and just before anybody panics. Alvin Kamara was not at practice today.
Where's my veteran day off?
Mike, you got to get the veteran status, buddy. Alvin Kamara, more than likely, is a veteran day off. So, John DeShazer tweeting that Tommy Lee left practice as a member of the training staff and inappropriately tweeted, sigh. I mean, that's just what it is, right? Now, some good news, I guess is good news. Amy Just said, Ty Montgomery and Malcolm Roach are back after leaving practice early yesterday. So that was good, right? Remember Ty Montgomery, Jordan? We had all feared because we saw the wording carted off of the practice field. And I wondered, I said I needed to know. Was there a thumbs up or no thumbs up? The thumbs up, Jordan, normally means I'll see you next year. Very, very few times does a player get carted off. The thumb goes up, and you'll see you the next day at practice. So I don't know. We'll ask Todd maybe tomorrow. We'll get confirmation that when he got carted off, if he thumbs up it or not. I'm just trying to keep track of how many times a player says thumbs up and all that. Anyway, so that's an idea to kind of, you know, get in there and see how guys participated in practice today. Now, Red Zone Update. John Hendricks, Sports Illustrated, we have him on the show. He tweeted, Red Zone Update, Taysom Hill was 2 for 3. Jameis Winston, 3 for 3 with a touchdown, Jordan. And that touchdown went to little Jordan Humphrey. Are we not talking about little Jordan enough? Do you think we're not talking about little Jordan Humphrey? He was my camp hero, right? When he first got here, remember that? Larry was making fun of me. But anyway, so if you're keeping tabs at home, your red zone update, Taysom Hill 2-for-3, Jameis Winston 3-for-3 with a touchdown. That touchdown went to little Jordan Humphrey. Other things that John Hendricks observed over at practice is the fact that he seems to think he wants a tracker. Sort of like, you remember Jackson Hayes last year? Was it last year? Or was it the year before? Where Todd and Daniel said, I think it was his rookie year, so it was two seasons ago, right? Where he had almost dunks, that you had a highlight of almost dunks. I think it was 2 years ago. Well, John Hendricks says we need a tracker of how many almost Paulson Adebo picks we've seen. So I'm going to ask Triplett about Adebo, because it sort of seems, Jordan, like by the practice and by the day, you're starting to sort of see him, you know, shine here, shine there, shine everywhere. Here's what head coach Sean Payton is. Good job, Jordan. See, if you put your mind to it, you can knock it out.
Sorry, but I had a record. It was 13 minutes long.
Stop it. In 8 minutes since I told you, where's my Sean? I have five Sean
bites. It just stopped recording.
Exactly. Here's Sean Payton on both quarterbacks.
We'll have a plan. They'll both play in this first game, and they'll both play the following week. We'll flip them. And, we'll kind of go from there. We'll go through that as a staff tonight, you know, all the roles. There'll be a few guys maybe that we don't play. And then, we typically, we divide it into about three phases. Phase one, you know, we might want to see about 18 to 22 snaps. And phase two, maybe a similar amount. And then, you know, somewhere in that later third quarter, phase three. Now, we're not necessarily 100% relative to the roster, so there's going to be some guys play a little bit more than just 18 snaps, but I don't want to see guys north of, 29 snaps generally. Special teams will be first half, second half, with specialists, and, we'll go through all of that. How we come out of the tunnel and warm up, it's a first for a lot of these guys. How we act on the sideline, what we do, what we don't do on the sideline, We're never given an interview during a game on our bench area, ever. Whoever's out there, it's important for.
There you go. Heard that, huh, Jordan? Got to go through all those different things to do there, including. Noticed that was interesting. No interviews during the game on the sidelines. Ever. Got to focus, Jordan. Yeah, just to give you an idea, folks, of how young and different number of players you have, that was your head coach just now saying we kind of got to go over how to even get out of the tunnel and how to warm up. But, Jordan, is that a win? You want to up it to 12-5 now? Or are you staying at 11-6? Anyway, I'm having fun. But, anyway, that's what he had to say on the quarterbacks. What is he hoping to see Saturday?
Well, look, as a coach, you want to see some clean execution. You don't want to see a lot of penalties or sloppy penalties. The basic fundamentals of the game. You want to see pad level where it should be. Now, that typically in the first preseason game at times can be a big alert. You want to see the blocking and tackling that you've been coaching. So really the fundamentals that are necessary to play this game well, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
All right. We did mention this as well. Pete Warner and Peyton Buckshot Turner have been missing some practices. Will they play?
We'll see. No, I'm not ruling those guys in or out. We'll see how they feel today. And we don't see them being long-term injuries. So I'm anxious to hear the trainer's report today.
You know what? I'm just going to say this now. Good with that. From this aspect of it. Take all the time you need with Peyton Turner. Huh, Jordan? I mean, he's had a nice solid camp, looked good. I'm sure I want to get him some game time. You know what? I'll see you next week in the Dome. How about that, Jordan? I'm okay with Peyton Turner missing this one. We'll see you next week on a Monday night. Gets an extra day or two against the Jags. You? I'm good with that. He's at a nice camp. You're going to need somebody on that right defensive end to rush. He's looked good enough. my point that I mean and I'm making is make sure, man, the season's not going to end hopefully till late January, maybe even February. Don't let something minor turn into something major on August 12th. So just wait it up. And I'm not talking about, hey, can you play through injury and all this other stuff? That's not what I'm saying. But the game's in 2 days. If he's not 100%, man, I'm good with just holding him at Jacksonville. That's just me. Because he's a very key area on the field defensively. He's had a nice training camp. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do the same thing with Werner and all those other guys, but it's kind of just that sort of feel. I know you want to play them, and I know it's important for them to get some experience in already. But I'll ask Mike, what does he think from that aspect of it? But again, from that linebacking core, what has Sean Payton seen?
Yeah, look, I like the depth at that position, and I think two reasons. I think first off defensively, second off, I think it's going to help us in the kicking game. You know, we've got some athletic bodies, guys that can run, guys that are smart. And, you know, so I'm encouraged with that.
All right. Quick break. We come back. Mike Triplett will join us. And we'll get his takes so far on all the different practices that have gone on for your New Orleans Saints as they get ready to take on the Ravens on Saturdays. The Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Home and Tractor has new inventory of 23 to 100 HP John Deere tractors, all packaged with your favorite tools. Go check out the 23 HP John Deere with front loader, 4-foot rotary cutter, 16-foot equipment trailer for only $18,995. Save even more with 0% financing on all new tractors. Ride and drive demos available, free delivery and setup included. That's at Home and Tractor, next to the tunnel. And remember, they don't crawfish when it comes to service. Offer ends October 30th, 2021. Financing subject to approval from John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See Home and Tractor for details.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Breaking news, NOLA.com. Proof of COVID vaccine or negative test will be required to enter many New Orleans businesses, including bars, restaurants, and the Superdome. Sources say it's just broke. So that's going to be very interesting as we bring in Mike Triplett. ESPN covers your New Orleans Saints. Mike, again, that's just coming out here a little bit. And, I know in the last couple of weeks, the Saints have come out and said, you know, you wouldn't need to have that, but that was before the mask mandates came back. And now kind of like other cities, proof of some sort of vaccination or negative test may be required. This is something to know, especially if you're a Saints fan.
Yeah, look, it's a moving target. No one could say anything definitive probably at any point that won't potentially change a month later. I know that everybody really wants to have fans in the Superdome for a number of reasons, from competitive advantage to the, you know, the spirit of the people in the city, to you know, the money the NFL makes, to how that affects team salary cap, all the things we learned last year. So the motivation will absolutely be there to get people in there, but also to do it safely. So it's hard to predict 5 weeks from now.
Yeah, no doubt, because obviously everything keeps changing and almost feel like deja vu again from a year ago. But, Mike, part of the difference is you've been at practice. We've had Saints fans at practice, and no one is saying that fans won't be allowed. You're just going to have certain requirements. So we're going to move forward through this, Mike, and that means we're going to see a Saints team take the field against Green Bay in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, first game is coming up on Saturday. 13 practices in the books now. What would you say going into the Ravens game is your top three things you've noticed?
Well, I would say the one area of the team I feel better about than I did coming into camp is the defensive front seven. That was one of the areas that really took a hit this offseason, with Sheldon Rankins, Malcolm Brown, Trey Hendrickson all gone, and David Onyemata missing the first six games because of a suspension, Alex Anzalone gone, Quan Alexander gone, they're back again. But I actually feel pretty good about their depth there. Sean Payton just said today how much he likes the young linebacker depth. Peyton Turner has looked pretty good. Marcus Davenport has looked really good at defensive end. Carl Granderson has flashed a few times. They're rotating a lot of bodies at defensive tackle, and none of them are proven. But it's a position where they've always rotated a lot of guys, and they have some guys who can play, Jalen Dalton, Malcolm Roach being the two who probably stand out most. So I feel a little better about that as a whole than I did before. Receivers and cornerback are still just as disturbing, though, as they were before. I mean, I like Marquez Callaway a lot, and he has really been behaving with the confidence and the playmaking ability of a number one receiver. Deontay Harris looks like he's going to be more involved in the offense. Jawan Johnson looks like he could be a factor at tight end. When Traquan Smith comes back from a minor injury, I expect him to have his best season. But I just wish all of them were one notch lower. You know, I wish they were the number 3, 4, and 5 receiver, not the 1, 2, and 3. And then at cornerback, obviously, look, Kent Crowley's been one of the stars of camp. But it's so early. We'll see what happens when he's playing in the game. They've only just had officials at camp, and he's a pretty handy corner. Paulson Adebo started to make some plays. He could factor in. But, you know, it's still noticeable that, you know, that they have a big hole there when it comes to a proven starting number two cornerback. And Sean Payton has still mentioned it like every 3 days. That's the position that keeps him up at night. So those are all the things in addition to quarterback, which I'm sure we're going to be talking about soon.
We're going to get that in a quick second, but you did mention corner. And look, I just kind of want to touch on some of the things that, again, all we can do is just observe. And I kind of like what I've seen from some of the draft picks, you know. Look, I just finished saying in the opening segment this hour, Mike, I'm good with Peyton Turner. I'm good if I don't see him to Jacksonville. Whatever the ouchie is or whatever, you know, is ailing him, keep him healthy, because he's looked like he's had a pretty decent camp. What do you think of the first round pick?
I like Peyton Turner a lot. I like Pete Werner a lot, but I also understand why people were really disappointed with the draft they had, because it wasn't very exciting.
Right.
They didn't get, you know, steals, quote-unquote. I feel like if Peyton Turner was their second rounder and Pete Werner was their third rounder, people would be head over heels about this draft. You know what I mean? They just need that, you know, first-round receiver that everyone – it was Justin Jefferson in round one. Followed by Peyton Turner in round two and Pete Werner in round three, people would be talking about like how this class was like 2017. Look, I don't know that those guys are game breakers, but they're going to be real players on this team. They look good early on.
No doubt. Paulson Adebo, John Hendricks said we need to start a counter on how many almost interceptions he's having. Look, man, I liked his size. He hadn't played in a year.
Yeah.
Is he one of those players that, and I don't want to say he's Malcolm Jenkins, but I remember the Saints have had some players where they didn't start when the season started, but as the season progressed, you saw them become more important. Could he be one of those players?
I did have that inkling, actually. He just put together 3 or 4 practices in a row where he was making those plays. And almost interceptions are good plays because they also go down to pass breakouts. and you notice his length. He is good at you know, the point of attack, getting the ball out. Now, he's not spending a lot of time with the one. I don't know that he's ready to go up against, you know, Calvin Ridley and Mike Evans and, you know, Chris Godwin just yet. But I did just think, you know, at a position where they don't have a surefire guy, if all the other positions are shored up and they just throw the third-round pick in and let him go through the learning curve, I mean, shoot, the leading contender right now is Ken Crawley. We saw him get thrown into the fire a few years ago and do a pretty good job when he did it. So there's worse things in the world than this being, learn on the fly year for Paulson Adebo and does some nice things and has some welcome to the NFL moments. I mean, you can't be perfect at every position, but so that did cross my mind. Shoot, Dalvin Bro is another example of a guy who had a nice camp, and the next thing you know, he's acting like the number one corner out there. So it's not out of the question. I mean, he has potential, whether it's now or in the future, to be a starter.
First off, you looked excellent on your hits yesterday on SportsCenter and on TV. I mean, you looked great. The info was even better, though. You touched on quarterback and you touched on reality when it comes to this football team. So we'll close with that as to what it is that you think Saints fans should be looking for on Saturday, Mike. But the quarterbacks is something that obviously people are going to see. You kind of both have a moment or two in practice, don't they, per the day? What's been your assessment on both quarterbacks? Because I keep thinking the games are going to tell me a lot more.
No question. And look, Sean Payton kind of said that, and to Dan Graziano when he was in town from ESPN yesterday. And it matches what I've seen, it matches what I've heard, that they don't have a preconceived idea of who is winning this job. They might have favorites, they might have leanings. But there is no reason that they're like, we got to decide this now, because the preseason games are going to tell them a lot. It'll either confirm what they're thinking or potentially change their mind if somebody plays so well or plays so poorly to change their mind. But there is no reason this decision has to be made before they get out there and see those preseason games. And they're both legitimate contenders. Of course, we're going to be concerned about the quarterback position. And these are two guys who are, you know, whichever guy ends up in there could have some, you know, down moments, lose a game or two because of too many turnovers. We've seen that with both of them, Jameis in a big sample size and Taysom in a small sample size. But these guys are legitimate. You know, I've been leaning that I'm predicting Jameis Winston has a slight edge, but boy, oh boy, I don't want to see Taysom Hill is not an NFL quarterback come across my Twitter timeline one more time. He is. You know, maybe he wouldn't be perfect, but he did go 3-1 last year. And I think if you really went all in with Taysom Hill, you could have a winning record with him. Sean Payton could, anyway. So I'm, you know, that one frustrates me. I the candidates are not thrilling, but they're intriguing and they're professional. They're not going to go in there and be completely in over their heads. This team can be a playoff team with either one of those guys if everything else goes right. But the everything else going right has been a problem so far.
Yeah, and that's why I've been referring to, and you know this, Mike, since we've had you on there in the offseason, this is a potential playoff team. There's just too many I don't knows just yet until we see it. And Mike, it's going to take time. You hear Jameis Winston, you hear Taysom Hill yesterday saying it takes snaps. Well, if it takes snaps for those guys, it's going to take snaps for those young receivers, as you mentioned, the young corners, as you mentioned, the D-line, it's looked good, but it's going to take snaps when you're having to tackle Saquon Barkley, stop Aaron Rodgers, you know, and then face the Patriots. So, I mean, it's going to take some time to do that. So I'm looking at these preseason games, Mike, in a certain way, as in things that are translatable, things that you can sort of see as growth, because that's how I'm looking at the season. How are you suggesting Saints fans look at Saturday's preseason opener?
Well, I would say look at the preseason opener by looking at the guys you're interested in seeing. Tell me what you think about the quarterbacks. How do they look? Tell me what you think of Peyton Turner and Pete Werner if they play. They've both been injured. Peyton said they haven't been ruled out yet. They might not play in this game. But tell me what you think of Paulson Adebo the first time you get to see him actually go up against the receivers. Everyone's going to love Ian Book. I have a feeling he's going to have some highlight moments scrambling out of the pocket in the second half of preseason games because he's kind of a gamer-style quarterback. But look at the guys you want. Look at some of those defensive tackles. Look at Jalen Dalton and be like, oh, this guy actually could be something. But don't look at the, oh, man, the defense gave up two touchdowns. Oh, man, the offense gave up three sacks. Because, you know, Tron Armstead probably won't be in there, and Alvin Kamara probably won't be in there, and Malcolm Jenkins might not be in there, and if they are, they won't be in there for long. You know, you're not evaluating the full 11-on-11 units that you're going to see. So don't be totally results-oriented. But yeah, I'm excited to see some of these guys. Look, we take feverish notes during practice, and people hang on every word. But
right.
How did this guy look? How did this guy look on three snaps when they were simulating a drill but didn't tackle each other? Now we get to see 70 snaps of them going full speed, tackling each other against an opponent who when they don't know the plays.
You know, the other thing, too, that I would say, I think we're all just trying to get it out of as healthy as possible. You're going to get banged up. It's a game, and it's going to happen. Tommy Lee Lewis, the latest Saint to leave early with trainers, but it was good that you saw Ty Montgomery who got carted off, Mike, return today. So,
well, carted off is funny, and I almost hate saying it when it happens, riding off on a cart. Because it's so scary, and it's almost a joke. It's not something to joke about, but it's like he either tore his ACL or has cramps. So
right.
One of the,
right.
You know, like, you know,
which is a big difference.
Wait.
Yes.
We always
yes.
have to wait and see exactly what happens. Because a lot of times the guy, you know, he crumbles to the ground with cramps in his feet, and you're like, oh, that looks bad. And it's like, hey, he's back the next day. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens, Mike. It's here, finally. I felt like we've been talking for weeks and months, which we have. About what the Saints would look like. We got a game on Saturday, man. Looking forward to it. Enjoy the game, and thank you for your time today.
All right, thanks, man.
Mike Triplett, ESPN. Quick break. We come back. Saints Pels fans, it's our question of the day. Jordan's putting up there right now. Again, the story just breaking a little bit ago. It looks like as early as this afternoon, Mayor LaToya Cantrell will plan to announce that people will need to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccine or recent negative test before entering New Orleans restaurants, bars, other venues, including the Superdome. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
In the hallway, in anticipation, he didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his...
Terrebonne General Health System Community Sports Institute is recognized for outstanding service and contributions to Terrebonne Parish. We provide a certified athletic trainer to every Terrebonne Parish High School. We also provide concussion baseline testing to over 1,400 student athletes annually, along with CPR and AED certification to over 500 area coaches at both the schools and the recreation departments. We are proud to be your trusted resource in keeping our community safe. Visit tghealthsystem.com.
People are flipping out over the new Samsung phones, and the hype is deserved. The Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G unfolds into a tablet, and the Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G fits in the palm of your hand. Show off with two screens in one. Snap selfies hands-free. Step into the spotlight wherever you go. Pre-order a Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G or Z Flip 3 5G today and get up to $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
As you would expect, lots of reaction, Jordan, to NOLA.com putting out breaking proof of COVID vaccine or negative test may be required to enter New Orleans businesses, including bars, restaurants, and the Dome, the Caesars Superdome. Just reading some of the comments underneath the story posted by the paper. Charlie, of course, the corrupt Louisiana city government needs to infringe on your rights. Semu responds to, why are you laughing? That's S-A-M-U.
Semu.
Semu. Salmanian saliva starter. I was going to go with Samu. But anyway, he says you don't have a right to, say, enter the Superdome. That's a private venue that can ask for vaccination proof to come in. Now it's your right to not provide it and take your business elsewhere. I think that's going to be really what you see a lot on both sides on this. New York, I want to say, is one of the first cities that did it. Several others have been doing it, but New Orleans would be among one of the first to require if you, say, are going to a top restaurant or something of that nature. I understand it from this standpoint. Scott Walker, Justin Parish Councilman, friend of mine, right? And we have had him on the show during COVID, giving us the Jefferson Parish state of affairs and things of that nature. He also is an owner of Shipley's Donuts on Metairie Road. And there was a story in the news, and I follow him on Twitter, so I've known for a little bit, but it was a story on this week. They finally reopened after 3 weeks. Two of his employees had it. If your employees are, you're five strong, two or three have it, you're shut down. You're shut down for 2 weeks. I know businesses, and I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint right now. Businesses have had trouble staffing as it is with whatever reason. People deciding to stay, not work for a bit. Government's been paying some people. Like, for whatever reason, I know, we all know, we've all seen the stories. People are having trouble staffing. This is before Senior Delta decided to show up in the last month and a half. While I was away, obviously I'm still keeping an eye on things. My wife comes up to me at the beach. She goes, well, I'm glad we're not home. She goes, why? I say, why? I'm like, because both Walmarts that we tend to go to, the one on Jeff Highway and Roosevelt, had to close. Over the loudspeaker, the one on Vets and Roosevelt, they came and said, you have to leave the store immediately due to a COVID case. Immediately. The other one shut down because of bad air conditioning or whatever, but it's still, that would be a problem. I mean, a lot of people go there for, you know, for food and stuff. There are a couple of other stories this week alone of businesses shutting down because of that. We had a call with Jack last week before I left. Jack called. He wanted shortstop, right? He wanted a po' boy, and it was a sign, due to a COVID exposure, we're closed. So if you don't want to look at it, or we can if you'd like, that's what I'm asking you, 800-998-1003, how would you feel about a policy like this if a city says, hey, look, I need to know if you're vaccinated or a recent negative test before I let you in? And the point is, I think some people immediately think of a rights or not, belief or not belief, what have you. I'm just telling you from a business standpoint, I can see why this is. A, then there's the health perspective on this. I said when I got back Monday, I'm like, you're going to need masks. There's no way you're not now. At least they're still saying there's going to be fans. Secondly, I opened the show saying they canceled Jazz Fest, an outdoors event. And I openly wondered on the air, if you're canceling an outdoors event and fall events, there's going to have to be some concessions to throw in 70,000 in an enclosed area, right? I mean, I got my poor wife literally worried to death about sending my kid to school this year. Convinced, you know, I mean, I understand that. So when I'm thinking of Saints Jaguars next Monday, not this coming Monday, the 23rd, Saints play the Ravens, they practice a week, and then it's the Jags. You kind of felt you were going to have a mask. I think people, Jordan, for the most part, I got so used to wearing a mask last summer and fall, I didn't even think about it. Actually, starting up again, I was like, whew, I forgot, you know, what it was like. But I got used to it. I think you will. I mean, I don't honestly remember last time, you know, you covered events all last season, right? Anytime we were around anybody, you always wore a mask. So I do that. The vaccination thing, it's an interesting thing for a lot of people. Man, I've heard stories of people stopping friendships, relationships. It's affected families. So that's why I'm throwing it out there and asking you. Because it would it stop you from going to those games? Now, I'm vaccinated. I think you should if you can. If you're not, by some sort of health definition that it could affect you, or your doctor says no, it would just, to me, just make sense. So I'm not bothered by it. I have LA Digital Wallet. It takes a swipe. There you can see my vaccine card I'm in. So I'm interested in how you guys sort of feel about that. Because, again, 5 weeks until the start of Pelicans basketball, at least preseason and training camp. So 6 weeks would be the game. College football. Okay, like, this is just the city of New Orleans. Mark, I'm going to get to you in about 30 seconds. LSU football and Tulane football, they're starting, right, on the 4th of September. Tulane's hosting Oklahoma. The Tigers are at UCLA. Now, Nichols, Southeastern, everybody else has started there as well. You're just wondering what kind of policies are going to be in place there. Is everyone going to be masked up? Or what if they do go the route of proof of vaccination or a negative test? Mark, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy, man. Look, LaToya Jackson, how good is she doing with, like, crime, roads, drainage? I mean, has the woman touched anything that hadn't blown up?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is kind of stupid to say that a private entity. Now, I understand the Superdome is quasi-public, okay, because they're mainly funded by public dollars that are funneled through a politically appointed board that goes to, you know, paying off whoever they need to pay off to do business in the city of New Orleans. We know that. But, I mean, you know, like you're talking about, your friend at Shipley's Donuts, you know, why does he have to fall? Why can't he set his own rules? You know, I thought that was the basis of, you know, free enterprise. And I noticed in the whole political show, because I wanted to ask you about your thoughts about the Saints real quick after
sure,
this.
No problem.
But, you know, businesses need to be able to make business decisions. And you know what? You need to let them, because if you shut everybody down again, I promise you, there's not a lot of business left.
No, Mark, I hear you. And look, like I said, I know it's not a political show, but this involves attending a sporting event. And quite honestly, I mean, that line's been crossed about a year ago. Mark, I do think it's about trying to keep businesses open that way. Because as I just mentioned, if a business has positive tests and they have to shut down for 2-3 weeks, it could close them down. And I think you're looking at it from this perspective. We throw in 70,000 and that becomes a medical issue and a city issue. If then that overwhelms, you know, municipalities and their doctors and healthcare system. So I understand it from that standpoint. It goes beyond a private entity and stuff like that. And that's why I brought up what I brought up on Monday. If you're shutting down festivals that are outside,
we're back to where we were last year, because then every football game is going to be played without fans. And
that's not what they're saying. They're saying if you're adhering to these guidelines, come on in. So that's different nobody. And look, let me pass this along to you. Fletcher just tweeted, NFL source, full capacity in all caps for Saints games. The team is encouraging fans to download and use what I just told you at LA_wallet, Louisiana wallet, for tickets and ID scan at entrance. I have it. It's fantastic. You pay a one-time price, but it's your digital license. Yeah. You have to be accepted anywhere. It's great. You know, I never bring my wallet anymore. No, it's great because that way I just tap my phone, dude, wireless pay. I don't tap the keypads or anything. So, with my Apple Pay. But anyway, look, that's what I'm saying. So that's a key thing here. So that's already a difference. And I know that's kind of what we're trying to work on here, Mark, as to what's the difference from here. What's the difference there? I'm with you, dude. The last thing I want is we go backwards. The last thing I want is for all this to, you know, have businesses shut down. And believe me, sir, we operate on a advertising business. Jordan.
Well, I know.
Can
you
afford
really
a snowball?
not really.
I'd like to hire Jordan from being an intern, but I need advertising dollars.
I just miss Sissy winning everything when y'all were there. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Jordan, yeah. Mississippi, too, believe me.
I think we all
do. I know he does. Hey, all right, so look, here, with your sports eye, I know you're going to watch the Saints intently, and I'm actually probably going to watch this year, even though I didn't watch the last couple. But, you know, and kind of going with what Mike said earlier, what are your points when you look at who, you know, one's going to start this week, one's going to start next week as far as quarterback? Do you have, like, a set three or four things that you're going to kind of look at to see how are they handling? Because, you know, they're not going to have, you know, like you said, Alvin Kamara might get, what, 15 snaps in three games?
Right.
You know, if Michael Lewis decides to play at some point, well, no, he's not, he had surgery, so never mind. But, you know, the top guys are probably going to have very limited snaps. So you're not going to be throwing the ball to somebody that you know is going to catch it or handing it off to someone who's going to get a lot of yards after the first contact. So, I mean, from your trained eye, what do you look for to try to help you out?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I like this. Jordan, write this down. Let's do this tomorrow for a couple. We'll do it per position group. Tomorrow to do it overall too, since for tomorrow we'll do like predictions, things to look at. But a quick answer to you, Mark, as to things to kind of keep an eye that I will be for quarterbacks. I'm going to go to the very basics, of what I saw the first practice I saw, I don't know, a couple Saturdays ago. And that is the comfortableness and really just how confident they are in what they're doing. And what I mean by that is in and out of the huddle and tempo. And when you make the throws, not only, of course, we can all see completion, incompletion, but the timing of that, a lot of that is that. And Taysom Hill yesterday, we played some of the sound in which he said snaps will make him be more comfortable. And I brought up in one-on-one practice drills, seeing Jameis Winston throwing the ball before, Deontay Harris broke and Harris meeting the ball. Taysom waiting just a little longer until he saw him open to throw it. So that's what I'm looking for. Is the ball leaving on time? Is it early? Is it where it's catchable and they can make a run after the play? And then the obvious, you know, completion, incompletion, scoring drives and things of that nature. But commanding of the huddle and understanding where to go with the football and then decision making in terms of if I'm Taysom, I joked about it yesterday with the Superman sounder. But if, you know, what makes me is my athletic ability. Can he create? Can he make plays? How does he stand out from Jameis Winston? You know, and I think that's how he has to approach the preseason if he wants the job.
Gotcha. No, man, I appreciate it. You're my eyes and ears for the point. So I just, you know, I like to see how you think about these things.
I hear, man. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, sir. When we come back, more of your phone calls, man. Appreciate the time. 800-998-1003. Again, the breaking news. You may need a vaccine. You may need proof of a negative test to attend a Saints game. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
People are flipping out over the new Samsung phones, and the hype is deserved.
The Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G unfolds into a tablet, and the Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G fits in the palm of your hand. Show off with two screens in one. Snap selfies hands-free. Step into the spotlight wherever you go. Pre-order a Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G or Z Flip 3 5G today and get up to $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
The Dave's single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves, BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. Pels fans want to talk about the Pels win last night, in particular the play of Najee Marshall. Are you excited? Even though it's two preseason games, summer league games, sorry. The preseason schedule's been out. October 4th, Monday at Minnesota. Wednesday, October 6th versus Orlando at the SKC. Then that Friday, they're at Chicago. They wrap up the preseason October 11th, Monday at Utah. That is the Pelicans preseason schedule. Of course, we're your home for Pelicans basketball. So excited about that. If you do the math, 5 weeks essentially to the start of Pelicans training camp. 5 weeks. Saints Ravens getting ready to open up their preseason schedule on Saturday. 13 practices in the books for the Saints today. Tommy Lee Lewis left practice a little bit earlier. But yesterday, Ty Montgomery, who left early on a cart, back at practice today, to give you an idea on that. Sean Payne saying both quarterbacks will play in the first two preseason games. Congratulations. We kind of expected that. So we're looking forward to that. So thoughts on any of that? And also the breaking news that, just came out here about 10, 15 minutes ago. It looks like the city of New Orleans, as early as this afternoon, could be making the following announcement. If you plan on attending a New Orleans restaurant, bar, and other venues, including the Caesars Superdome, multiple sources are saying that proof of vaccination or a recent negative test could be required. So I'm open to hearing your thoughts on that. We have an usher from the Dome on line four here. Sir or ma'am, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing well, man. What's going on?
Not much. So we knew a couple weeks ago that they were going to require masks. We have not heard anything at all about limiting the fans, and I'm assuming that's because they are absolutely going to require vaccinations or negative tests in order to get in. That's the only way they can do it and be safe and still have a full dome. One of the things that I don't know if it's made it out yet or not, but one of the things that they have absolutely changed is no more cash at the Dome. The Dome will be cashless. So bring a card. Don't bring your money.
You know, it's interesting. We did a Disney trip in March, and they had gone to, you know, basically like mobile ordering of food and things of that nature.
That's how Atlanta had it when I was there.
Mobile ordering?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago now.
Right.
It was all cashless.
So, you know, I'm not surprised that you would go to this. And again, I was literally just mentioning, I have Apple Pay. And I know some people don't like putting their cards in, and I get that. But with your phone, you can purchase and buy whatever, or even your credit card, you can just tap it now. You don't have to hit the keypad and everything. So that doesn't surprise me at all. The less things I think that people touch, probably the better. And I think that's what you're going to see. Businesses for liability purposes, for health code purposes to go. So that's not surprising that they would go that way. I think you're going to see that more and more, man. Less, you know, less handing and handling of money. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not going to stop there. There's going to be other concessions as far as, like you're saying, less touching of everything. As far as sports in Louisiana,
yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, as somebody that works in the Dome and is an usher there, are you okay with that? Do you like knowing that, I guess, the people you'll be around for the most part either vaccinated or have provided a negative test. Like I said, from my standpoint, I think that makes me feel even better. That's just me. But as somebody that works there, you know, you're going to be around people. And if you know that for the person to ask you for a cold one or the cotton candy or whatever it is that you're handing to them, to know that they have at least passed two. Now, you can still get it. I get it. But two protocols, I would feel better attending. That's just me, much less working.
Absolutely. That with the mask, I don't have, you know, I've had the conversation with my family. Do I really want to take the risk? Absolutely. With the vaccination mandate and a mask, I'm not worried at all.
Okay. What else you got for us, man?
As far as sports in Louisiana, I just hope LSU is real good this year because I think that's our only shot.
Oh, no. I will say this, Mr. Usher, that the Tigers are ranked 13th in the coaches poll. There's a lot of belief in that, and there's a lot of belief that Alabama is still number one. But again, Bryce Young has yet to throw a touchdown or pass in college football. So I'm holding on to that. Does not mean the guy will not come out and look like Tua and everybody else and will be the Heisman winner this year because it is, after all, Alabama. But, look, I'll say this, and that's why, to your point, too, I'm interested in how it's going to be in Tiger Stadium and even at Yulman and having fans. And like I said, business standpoint, health standpoint, I think this is what we're going to expect this year. Last year, everyone staying out, right? I think we understand it a bit better, and I think we're saying, okay, we have to go on. We need the business. We need our entertainment. We need all this. We're just going to have to do this to do it. And I think that's where we're going. So I'm with you, man. I'm looking forward to having fans again. Looking forward to seeing what the Tigers can sort of do. And, hey, man, look, UL, 23rd in the country, and they open up against Texas as well. Imagine if they upset the SEC-bound Longhorns. How big a win that would be. I'm pumped, dude. Football is like 2 weeks away in college.
Yep. Cannot wait. Y'all have a nice day. Appreciate the time.
All right, man.
Mr. Usher.
Going to get to work, man. Monday, August 23rd in Jacksonville against the Jags. Richard, thank you for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Man, it's been a week. I've actually not had time to call you at all until today. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the big news about the, you know, what the mayor's possibly going to do. I'm like, oh, man, that's. All I'm going to say on that, because honestly, I have no stake in it. I'm vaccinated, and I agree fully with what you've been saying, but I just feel like the COVID subject is now taking its place next to religion and politics as those types of topics where when it comes up, I'm just like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And I just close my mouth and listen and nod or shake my head. I'm just going to leave it at that. On to football. I love the show on Tuesday when you were what's his name from Home Alone with that great line of, you know, Frank, think positive, Frank. No, you think positive, I'll think realistic. I heard everything you were saying.
Okay.
And I was nodding at it. I understood. I was like, yeah, there's a lot of ifs. What if? What if? What if? Mm-hmm. What if? What if? And I'm like, I kind of reminded me of what you said for LSU last year. They were coming off, they were defending champs, but deep down everyone knew it was not really going to be a great year. And you were saying, look, just take it. Just take the season, accept it, you know, hope to improve. And I'm like, no, it lower the expectations. I don't want to.
Right.
I personally, if you want to give me a sticky note, I'll go with 10-7.
Richard wants a sticky note. 10-7. Okay, he called his own sticky note. Jordan, you got to do it. You got it.
No, it's going on the there sticky.
Oh, you got a brand
note.
New pack of sticky.
I found
notes.
It that
it's
day.
Actually the first. What is that? Like a violet blue? Blue. We're gonna go with blue. We've had like a fuchsia color or something up there, almost like a sea green. So you have the brand new blue pack of sticky notes.
So wait, what was the prediction?
Richard, go ahead.
10-7.
And that was the 8th, 12-21.
All right, there it is. Richard, you're going on the wall.
And I only say 10-7. I honestly think it'll be kind of like kind of like the way 2011 started. Obviously not with that great finish, but like 2011, people forget we were only at one point like 5-3. We were kind of stumbling a bit there. I think at one point even Tampa was ahead of us in the rankings, in the standings. But then we had a good finish. I think we'll stumble the first couple months and then have a better than expected finish.
There it is. Richard, thank you so much. We